This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Authorities are investigating several motives for the deadly shootings in Atlanta that left at least 8 people dead. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Most of the victims were of Asian descent. Sheriff Frank Reynolds says Robert Aaron Long may have been motivated by hate. They don't know for sure yet. But in talking to him, he may have another motive, sex addiction.
It may be targets of opportunity. Again, we believe that he frequented these places in the past and may have lashing out.
Authorities also say Long was planning to go to Florida in a plot to attack some type of porn industry. Atlanta's Mayor Keisha Lance Bonham says regardless of the shooter's motivation,
it is unacceptable, it is hateful, and it has to stop.
This was the 6th mass killing in the country this year. I'm Ed Donahue.
White supremacist propaganda reached alarming levels across the U.S. in 2020, according to a new report that the Anti-Defamation League provided to the Associated Press. AP's Julie Walker has more.
There were 5,125 cases of racist, anti-Semitic, anti-LGBTQ, and other hateful messages spread through flyers, stickers, banners, and posters, according to the report. The group says last year marked the highest level of white supremacist propaganda seen in at least a decade, and nearly double that reported in 2019. A former far-right extremist who founded a de-radicalization group says white supremacist and extremist recruiters see crises like the coronavirus, national reckoning over racism, and heated elections as opportunities. I'm Julie Walker.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A high-ranking council of Buddhist monks in Myanmar says it is suspending all activities amid the military junta's escalating and deadly crackdown on anti-coup demonstrators. The news outlet Myanmar Now reports the 47-member council issued a statement Wednesday calling for an end to the violence. The government-appointed body also called for the immediate end of arrests of unarmed civilians. Meanwhile, Pope Francis also called for an end to the bloodshed in Myanmar after the end of his weekly general audience at the Vatican. The pontiff specifically mentioned, with much sadness, the young people whom he said are losing their lives in order to offer hope to their country. Dozens of people have been killed since demonstrations began against the military junta, which took power after claiming widespread fraud in last November's general election, which Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy won in a landslide. Myanmar's Electoral Commission has denied the fraud allegations. The European Commission's chief executive has criticized Anglo-Swedish vaccine maker AstraZeneca on Wednesday, accusing the embattled pharmaceutical company of delaying Europe's coronavirus vaccination campaign and warning the EU is weighing export bans to ensure supplies. Ursula von der Leyen said that the company originally pledged to deliver 90 million doses of its shot in the first 3 months of the year. It later said it could only provide 40 million, then more recently, only 30 million. She also said the EU exports vaccines to other countries, but threatened to withhold the shots from other nations that do not reciprocate.
We want to see reciprocity and proportionality in exports, and we are ready to use whatever tool we need to deliver on that.
The escalating concern is another setback for the EU's vaccination drive, which has been plagued by shortages and other hurdles and is lagging well behind campaigns in Britain and the United States. Team New Zealand won the 36th America's Cup on Wednesday, wrapping up a 7-3 victory over challenger Luna Rossa. Emer McCarthy of Reuters reports.
Defender TNZ retained international sports' oldest trophy 4 years after beating Oracle Team USA 7-1 in Bermuda. It was their fourth America's Cup triumph after winning in 1995, 2000 and 2017. TNZ threw down the gauntlet straight out of the start gate with a tack to the right, which proved a masterstroke as they claimed a slender lead and extended it to 9 seconds by the second mark.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Reporting by remote,